And now to the Unger Report and day-to-day special correspondent Brian Unger. Today, part two of his expose on the game show Jeopardy. This year, celebrating its 20th anniversary with Alex Trebek as host. Last week, we left Brian explaining to NPR's Mike Schuster how he and producer Rob Sachs prepared for the test to make it on the show. Mike and Brian now pick up that story.
Brian, we've been on pins and needles for a week. How did you and producer Rob Sachs do on the test?
Mike, I'll tell you in a moment, but first we get closer to the man.
I presume you mean Alex Trebek.
Yes, on the set of Jeopardy at Sony Studios in Culver City, California.
I don't know much about Trebek other than he's from Canada. What were your impressions?
Well, first to get to Trebek, it feels a lot like the opening sequence to Get Smart. Do you remember the labyrinth of doors that opened and closed as Don Adams penetrated the inner sanctum of control?
Sure.
Yeah, that's how guarded Jeopardy feels. First, I was brought into Trebek's dressing room, which felt like being sent to the principal's office, Mike. There he was. Alex Trebek, sitting down to Chinese takeout in between shows, dressed uncharacteristically in a white T-shirt. There was no hugging. He did not shake my hand, and he's not big on eye contact either. But he was emphatic about the job he loves.
I enjoy hosting Jeopardy.
Wow, a lot of love in that room.
Yes, it was getting very warm in there, mainly because I was so nervous. But that's when I hit Trebek with this.
What is it about Alex Trebek that we don't know in his personal life?
I fix sprinklers. I'm known as Mr. Sprinkler Man. We have a lot of sprinklers. I'm not one of the showbiz stars who is in the tabloids and who goes out a lot and is seen at a lot of events, premieres, things like that. We don't do that. I don't miss the glamour and allure of show business in my private life the way I might have enjoyed it, say, when I was a bachelor. Mm-hmm. I'm past that.
Brian, Trebek sounds very down to earth.
Yeah, he is. Mike, he's a lot like our Alex Chadwick. You know, there was a time when you couldn't tear Chadwick from the red carpet, and he was at the opening of an envelope.
I did not know that.
Yeah, oh, Alex really loved Hollywood. But Trebek has settled down, like Alex. Hardworking guy, quiet, family man, very private.
Have you ever bitten back at a reporter for getting too personal with you?
Not really, no. I feel that reporters can ask any question they want, and as long as they're not rude or mean-spirited, I will try to answer. If it's a subject that I don't want to deal with, I will tell you that I'd rather not talk about that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mike, this was my chance, okay, to really get inside the mind of Trebek and ask him for that one thing that nobody knows about him.
If there's one aspect of Alex Trebek that the viewers do not know, that would be that I am wild and crazy and silly in private life.
Mike, I had a hard time picturing Trebek singing karaoke with his underwear on his head. But here was the real barn burner. After all my intense questioning, another question came to Trebek, this one from a young boy in the audience during a commercial break. And it subsequently revealed this amazing piece of Trebekiana.
I was born in Sudbury, Northern Ontario. It was once the nickel mining capital of the world.
Oh, Brian, where before we merely knew Trebek was from Canada, now we know he's from Sudbury. Hard-hitting stuff, Unger.
Thank you, Mike.
Wait a second. Brian, you came in promising to tell us whether or not you and our producer, Rob Sachs, passed the test to get on Jeopardy. Well, did you pass?
No.
Rob?
Nah.
Huh, I guess we've really learned something today.
Ouch, Mike.
Day-to-day correspondent Brian Unger. Thanks, Brian.
My pleasure.
And you can see a picture of Brian Unger and Alex Trebek to visit our website at npr.org.